Well, it is time now for the Yankee Report with Sweeney Murdy, brought to you by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by your Mercedes-Benz Tri-State dealers. Visit MBUSA.com. Sweeney, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Richard. How are you?
Good, good. Any prognosis on the game today? Look like they're going to play, condition of the field, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't guess, really. I'm not at the field yet, but it's raining now. I know there's obviously a chance for a delay. Other than that, I wait for them to tell me. I know there were people last night saying it looks like it was going to clear out a little bit maybe later on, but I don't ever like to guess. I don't want to send people home because I tell them one thing, or bring them to the park because I tell them another. If you stay tuned here and follow along on Twitter, we will do our best to get you the information when it's available.
Yeah, the field drains very well. You know, the forecast I saw said that you know, the rain should stop sometime between 1 and 2. So I guess really the whole situation is how sogged the field is from all the rain that they've gotten in the last 18 hours or so. So we'll see how that shakes out. You know, again, CC Sabathia. I mean, these aren't must-win games. It's April, for God's sake. But, you know, you lose a game to Kansas City, you just need to bounce back. And here comes Mr. Veteran Sabathia getting it done, doesn't he?
Yeah, and I mean, to the point of must-win, you know, they go out there, they're trying to win every day. It's, you know, that's, I think that's always there, even on a day like the first game of the series when they looked a little flat coming out of the Red Sox. Not that they weren't trying to win, but you're looking at a lineup that isn't as deep as it's supposed to be, and if the pitcher's on his game like Homer Bailey was, well, then, you know, it's not going to add up to a lot of runs. Last night, they scored a couple early, add on late. It's not even just CC Sabathia. CC Sabathia and Brett Gardner. You know, Gardner got the big hit. He got the big hit against the Red Sox earlier in the week. You know, this is in a week when we're celebrating let the kids play, the old guys are having themselves a little bit of a fun and getting the Yankees going again. And Sabathia is, he's exactly what you want him at this point. You want some reliability, and 5 or 6 innings of reliable work from him is what he can provide you, even in this early going when he's not built up yet. He's given the Yankees 2 really good starts.
Yeah, and you brought up Gardner, and again, you know, a lot of people when they signed him, what are they doing with Gardner? He's over the hill, he's this, he's that. And yes, he has faded in the second half of seasons of late, but, you know, you mentioned the big grand slam against the Sox and the home run last night. I mean, the guy is just a great grinder and a good guy to have around.
Yeah, he's not off to a very good start this year. He's hit a few home runs in the course of the last week and gotten himself going a little bit, but overall his numbers could be better, and he knows that. And he's, you know, he's looking over his shoulder a little bit. He knows that Clint Frazier's playing well. That's for down the road. The Yankees still don't have enough healthy outfielders to make a decision at this point. So if Hicks and Stanton both get back and force the Yankees to divvy up playing time, and Clint Frazier is still healthy and performing well, well, then you have a decision to make. But Brett Gardner is still a guy the Yankees like. They like having his lineup, his bat in the lineup, even if it's not leadoff. It's not supposed to be leadoff. Remember, Aaron Hicks is supposed to be their leadoff hitter. They still like having his bat in the lineup. They still like his glove. You know, this is a team that, as we've seen, they can kick the ball around and throw the ball around. They're not a good defensive team. They have only a couple of guys you consider elite defenders. Gardner is one of them, and the Yankees value that a great deal. Plus the, you know, as we're alluding to, the veteran leadership of him and CC Sabathia.
And where do they stand right now with Stanton and Hicks in terms of their recoveries?
Yeah, it seems like both of them are still a couple of weeks away. I asked Aaron Boone yesterday how many guys he could realistically get back during this upcoming road trip or by the end of the road trip. And really, Gary Sanchez seems to be the only one. He's a couple of days away. He's eligible to come back tomorrow, but the Yankees, at this point, still, I believe, want to get him a rehab game of some kind, and weather is going to play into that too. So maybe he'll be activated in the next few days at some point once they resolve that. But other than that, you know, they've got Stanton and Hicks are still a few weeks away. Tulowitzki's not that far behind, but a lot of these guys are going to Tampa while the team is on the West Coast trip and kind of continue that rehab process. to get some more bats. So when the team comes back, I believe their first home game after that is May 3rd. And, you know, now you're basically 2 weeks out from yesterday, I think. And you'll get a little bit more clearer picture then of how soon these guys will be able to come back.
And Andujar is kind of in limbo at this point?
Yeah, I mean, he's hitting on the field, and the hitting seems to be fine. He made some throws yesterday. It has everybody encouraged, but he's still not at full percent, 100%. So the thing he kind of said yesterday that stuck out to me was about, he's doing everything right now under control. Everything was hit right in front of him, and he made easy throws to first. Well, the test really is going to be when he has to make plays and gain speed and try to make good throws. Now, they've been encouraged by all the work so far and all the strength tests and things like that. But until you ramp up the activity, then you're really not going to know. So we're still, you're still in the area right now where you think, hey, maybe he can play through this, but you're not close enough yet to making that determination.
Well, Sweeney, I haven't watched every inning as closely as you have, but I'll tell you, watching last night, Gleyber Torres, and one play that he made where they didn't get him at first, he looks pretty good at shortstop to me. I mean, he made a nice play in the hole. He's on his knees. He gets up, makes a throw, just barely misses getting the guy at first base. He looks pretty good there.
Gleyber Torres is capable of making a lot of good plays. I mean, he's a shortstop, early in his career in the minors. The Yankees moved him to second base because of Didi Gregorius. It's not that he can't play the position. He's better at second base. He rates better defensively at second base. He's had some lapses too. There was a ball last night that, he could have gotten in front of and didn't, and it skipped past him for an error. There was one of the stolen bases earlier in the week where, it was his base to cover and he didn't. So there was, there are a couple little things that, he still has to improve on. I mean, listen, they're the New York Yankees. They're not putting the guy at shortstop without knowing he can play there. It's just that ideally you'd rather have him at second base at this point because he just rates better defensively there, and you have other options at shortstop. But right now you don't have those other options at shortstop.
Sweeney, big question now. Gio Gonzalez has exercised his option. So the Yankees are forced in the next 48 hours either to bring him up or cut him. Is that the deal? And if they do bring him up, it's $3 million. How does that work?
Yeah, it's part of a $3 million base, and then there's incentives for every start. Really, there doesn't seem to be a space for him right now. I mean, they got a free look. They signed him to a minor league deal at the end of spring training. They got a month to look at him and basically figure out if they needed to, break glass in case of emergency. And I don't think at this point they do. I mean, you're not replacing Tanaka, Sabathia, Paxton, or Happ, and Herman has pitched very well so far. So I don't think there's any reason to make that move. It was presented as a good emergency option for them at the end of spring training, and they took it. And now it's up to Gio Gonzalez. Does he have another opportunity somewhere? Now, if he doesn't have an opportunity at a big league spot somewhere else, I think there's a better chance at a big league spot somewhere else. There is a chance he could sign back with this organization and have another opt-out at a later date. But that's a determination he and his new agents will have to make. And at this point, I don't see the need or the opening for the Yankees to insert him into their rotation right now.
So Eddie said he thinks that his start was rained out last night. I'm not sure.
Yes.
It was. Okay. But how has he looked in the minors so far? I mean, has he looked like he's the guy from a couple of years ago or the guy who struggled last year?
I mean, he's made three starts, one bad one, one good one, and one okay one. So I think he's capable, I think, and he's kind of a known commodity. Again, I think that's kind of why where the Yankees are where they are with him right now. He was there as a safety valve in case they suffered more injuries. But Sabathia came back on schedule. Severino suffered a setback. But at this point, Herman seems to be a pretty good option for you. Now, listen, maybe the Yankees make the determination that that is not, you know, Herman over a longer period of time, now that Severino's timetable has been pushed back. Maybe that's not their, they don't feel that's their best course. But the way he's pitched, there is nothing that tells me that that's the move they need to make.
Okay, so they would owe him the $3 million even if they don't exercise his option and don't bring him up then, right?
No. It's a minor league. He's on a minor league contract right now. That $3 million is
only if he's in the majors then. Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if they bring him up, then they're on the hook for that part of it. But right now, they release him from his minor league deal. They don't owe him anything.
Oh, okay. So he's free to go somewhere else. I'm thinking the Mets might be very, very interested in him at this point, but you never know what his options are going to
be.
Well,
he would have to, at that point, he would not have a contract. If the Mets or anybody else wants to sign him, they have to agree with the contract. They're not bound by whatever contract he has with the Yankees. That's a minor league deal. If they release him from his contract, he then becomes a free agent and can negotiate a new deal, whether that's the $3 million and other incentives per start that he did for the Yankees or something else, that's up to him and his agents.
Yeah, and I would assume if, like the Mets or any other team that needed a pitcher wanted him, that it would be more than $3 million, most likely. We'll see. Okay, Sweeney, thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon, and, we'll keep the fans and listeners apprised of whether the game is going to get in today. I'm guessing, and again, I'm guessing, and don't go on my word, but if it does get rained out, they probably play a doubleheader tomorrow only because Kansas City doesn't come in again this year.
That is true, but there are also two off days for both teams in September, where a trip to New York would not put anybody out too greatly. I don't think anybody really wants to do that, but it is an option for, it's something to consider. I wouldn't venture to guess what their first choice is right now.
Okay. Sweeney Murdy on the Yankees.